This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Damian Lewis is probably best known for his role as Nicholas Brody in Showtime's long-running series Homeland, or maybe, if you go back a bit, Dick Winters in Band of Brothers. Lewis has a new show now. It's called Billions, also on Showtime, playing billionaire hedge fund investor Bobby Axelrod.
When did it become a crime to succeed in this country? America used to salute the guy in the limousine. They wanted to be the guy in the limousine. They still want to. But now they throw eggs at it.
I was in New York a couple of months ago on the set of Billions up in the Bronx. It was cold, a little bit drizzly. And between takes, Damian Lewis sat down to talk about his new role, his career, and the business that he is in.
Damian Lewis, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
You did some research for this role?
Yes.
You went out and talked to hedge fund guys?
Yes, I did.
When you said to them, how do you do what you do and what's your thought process, what did they say?
The consensus was that they're a risk-averse, analytical, scientific bunch. They're very smart, and I think there's an element of feeling that they're the underdogs. They are taking risks that others aren't prepared to take.
They feel they're the underdogs.
Yeah, I think they are, and in many ways they are, because they're betting against the market often, and they're in a minority. But I think what was interesting mostly was that even though it's a nice metaphor to think of Wall Street as just a big casino where the odds are set by the house and the house is Wall Street. These guys are really risk averse. They don't like risk. They don't want to run risk. So their research and their analysts are working, they maintain, harder and in greater detail than any other analysts.
There are people who are going to listen to this program and they're going to hear you speaking this way and they're going to say, wait a minute, Damian Lewis is a Brit.
That's correct. But you've come to me on set, and I speak an American accent from the moment I get in the van in the morning.
Do you?
I do.
Easier for you?
Easier, I think. I'm not good enough just to flip in and out of
my Brit accent
to my American accent. You know, it's hard. Actually, we have an English DOP. You know, occasionally you have English members of crew.
And yeah.
I don't avoid them, but there's always a moment I have to recalibrate after I've, spent 5 minutes talking to them.
How did you come to the show, by the way?
I was called up, and I had no intention of doing another TV show immediately after Homeland anyway, which I figured might be a way to sort of go out on top because it was such fun and so well-regarded and smart. And then this script came along, and I felt the same things about it, that it could be that too. Smart and a big hit and enjoyed by people and watched by a big sort of broad range of people and enjoyed for different reasons in the way that Homeland was. And also, I suppose in the same way that Homeland was able to dovetail with hard news,
right,
contemporary news,
right,
this has the ability to do the same thing, borrow from the headlines and or not, but the parallels are there and those parallels are there to be drawn and they're fun to draw, as the season goes on.
Do you know when you read a script that you want to do something?
No, my decision-making process is tortured and dithering uncertain at all times. I think long and hard about what I do. I say no much, much more than I say yes. I'm very cautious. Actually, I'm a bit of a cautious Cuthbert that way when it comes to choosing work. I can't live with myself if I'm doing something that I don't fully believe in.
You got a shelf full of Emmys and Golden Globes and all that stuff. Do you now call yourself a success?
It's a small shelf. It's a narrow shelf.
But it's full.
It goes in a recess by my fireplace.
Have you made it?
I don't think people ever think they make it. I'm extremely lucky and I enjoy the level of work that I'm able to work at. And, it's not, I'm not 21. It's just, who's that guy? He just exploded. It's kind of a critical mass of hopefully good work over a period of time. Maybe that's what I mean by being cautious about choosing work. I've been careful to work with, good people on interesting material, I hope, mostly. And so, I don't think I've made it. There's always... I don't have an Oscar. I mean,
Do feature films, are they attractive to you?
Feature films are very attractive to me. Something happened to me 10, 12 years ago where I got offered a project called Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
It turned out to be one of the sort of great hits of, frankly, the last 10 or 15 years, you know, and it's still watched and adored by people. And as a result of that, I found that the quality of TV material that came to me was so great. Yeah. And was just often better than the film material I got. And when I find a good movie that I really like, I jump on it because it's exciting to do. Whether it's a director that I'm interested in working with or the cast that's assembled is particularly exciting. But mostly I just find the witty and ambitious and political smart material comes to me through TV more than it has in film. And because I've never been a snob about film and TV, I've tended to do the TV stuff. And actually, coincidentally, it's been just a happy, happy accident that TV has morphed into this creature that it has become in the last 10 or 15 years at pretty much exactly the same time that I came of age as an actor. And so all this great material was available to me, and then it was just luck I had an American accent tucked away up my sleeve, and I was able to win these roles. So it's just been a happy sort of coincidence, the whole thing.
Damian Lewis, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Billions airs Sunday nights on Showtime. You can hear the interview with the creators of that show. It's on our website, marketplace.org.